Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ube'emes, the truth is, Kol zeh hu inyan hanal. All of this relates to what we spoke about before. Shekol odom tzorich shnei bechinois avoidois Hashem Yisborach. Each and every Jew has to serve Hashem in two ways. Avoida achas hatluya b'seichel anoishi. There's one aspect of serving Hashem which depends on brains, intelligence, seichel, knowledge. Vehein bechinas avoidas hatoyro v'hamitzvois. This is the learning aspect of serving Hashem and doing mitzvahs, which requires knowledge in many cases, to know how to do the mitzvah. Every Shabohem tzorech odom lahachnis daitoi v'sichloi ad mokim shiyotoi magas. Where regarding those items, a Jew has a responsibility to use his brain to the fullest, to go as far as he can reach in terms of seichel, to exercise his full potential in knowledge and understanding. And this is how he makes the tikkun for those sparks of kedusha that got messed up by the shvira sakelim. Shemizbararim al yedei hachochma v'asechel dikdusha shel esek haTorah v'mitzvos, where their tikkun comes about based on the chochma and sechel that's being used in your Torah and mitzvos. Ki kulhu bechochma is bariru, because the Zohar Kodesh says those words that all the klipos get their tikkun in chochma, in machshov and sechel. Which klipos? The klipos in Department A. The klipos in the Department of Shvira Sakelim. Those klipos that came about from there, those sparks of Kedusha that are found in that location, their tikkun is with Chochmah, with Machshava, with Moichin. Avol, but, Iker Kiyum HaTorah V'Hamitzvos, the main ability to fulfill the Torah and to fulfill the mitzvos, Hurak Al Yedei Amuna, is only through emuna, shehu yisoid shehakol tolui boy, which is the foundation upon which everything depends on. Kamo shekosu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvois secho emuna, that all the mitzvois are tied into faith. The foundation of everything is faith. Ukamo shem razal, and as the Gemara says in Markus, bo chavakuk vehemidon alachas, that Chavakuk Hanavi came along and summarized the entire Torah on one thing. The He'emidon means he placed everything on one leg, the one supporting foundation of the whole thing, which is the tzaddik be'emunosoi yichye, that a tzaddik lives with his emuna. Note that one item classifies him as tzaddik. The tzaddik lives with his emuna. Everything else is additional. Everything else is extra to a degree. His emuna is the thing that sustains him most. Ki be'emes tzorich kol odom lahachnia ulevatel haklipois haboem mibechinas cholol aponui. Because each and every single Jew is also responsible to subdue and destroy klipois too. The klipois that come from the second place, from that cholol aponui. Whereby those klipos, no matter what kind of seichel you have, it isn't going to help you in dealing with them. The only way to destroy those klipos is going to be with emuna, which is the foundation of the whole Torah, of the whole Yiddishkeit. Because the emuna im cholol aponui, meaning shemaminim beemuna shleimo shegam shom Hashem Yisborach nimtzo, whereby a Jew believes that Hashem is found even there, even in the cholol aponui, even in his computer job, even in his cooking, in his chashmal, even in his bathroom, in all the aspects of light where there's no Torah, where there isn't any obvious Torah, and yet the Jew believes 1,000,000,000% that Hashem is with him in all of those places, nimtza ze yisoid hakoil, that this is the foundation of everything. V'chol ha-Torah v'mitzvois tluyim bozeh, and all of a Jew's Torah and mitzvois is dependent on this. Ki belo emuna ein kiyum l'shum Torah mitzvois, because without emuna, a person's Torah and mitzvos will not have any permanence to them. They won't last in any way. Rak, kishayesh lo emuna shlema, shegam bebchinas hachol al haponui. It's only if a Jew believes 100% that even in the chol al haponui, meaning, haynu bebchinas hakashyos v'hakiros sheyefshul avinam al hatatzam, meaning that even in the midst of all of those questions and paradoxes and perplexing items which the person doesn't understand, gam shoma shenizborach nimtze, if the person believes that there are answers for it, and Hashem is there, and Hashem is alive and well everywhere, even no matter what kind of questions and challenges there are, doesn't matter, Hashem is definitely 100% alive and well. V'azai ki sheyesh lo emuna shlema, when a person has that solid faith, ve'enoy meniach lichnois bedaito shum chakira v'kashya klal, and he doesn't allow any of these chakirois, any of these philosophical questions and on Hashem to enter into his mind at all. Ki soimech al emuna levad shekibalnu me'avoseinu hakdoshim, because he's able to rely on the pure faith which we have inherited from our forefathers, which we received from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, azay yesh kiyum lahatoyra u'mitzvois. Then that person's Torah and mitzvois can have a kiyum. They have what to stand on. Note, we said, Bo Chavakuk ve'he'emidon alachas. The one, the yesoid upon which everything can stand and have a kiyum is that emuna. Va'oz yochoy lavoid Hashem Yisborach b'sechel. A person who has a foundation of emuna, he has permission and the ability to serve Hashem with seichel also. He has the mitzvah to learn Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and Gemara, and Kabbalah, and all kinds of things. Hainu, b'haseichel hamalubosh b'hatorah v'mitzvois, he has permission to serve Hashem, and he has the ability to serve Hashem with the seichel that's found in Torah and mitzvois, sheyesoidom emuna, of which the foundation is emuna. Because through emuna, you're able to subdue and destroy the klipois that come from the chol aponui. Vayidei ha-sechel sheyesh ba-ha-toyro mitzvois, hu mevarer ha-kdusha me-ha-klipois ha-boi mishvira sakelim. And through the sechel aspect of Yiddishkeit, of Torah mitzvois, he makes the tikkun for those second klipois that come from the shvira sakelim, ki kulam bechochmes berukanal, because that second group of klipois, their tikkun is bedafka with sechel, only with sechel and chochma, with using your brain. Veze bechinas toiru tefila shetzrichim shnehem daika. Another way of saying this, Rav Nosson Zal says, is toiru and tefila, where a person must have both. Why? Ki tefila hi bechinas emuna. Tefila is the epitome of emuna, faith in Hashem. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim, as is explained in Likut Emran several times. Kimo shekosuv, and as Rabbeinu Zal proves it from a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Chumash where it says, "Vayehi yodov emuna," that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were stretched out in faith. The targumo, and the targum says there, "Prison betzloi," they were outstretched in tefillah. So we see that the targum of the word emuna is tzloi, tzali, to pray. V'hatoyro, so the tefillah is emuna. V'hatoyro hi bechinas seichel, and the Torah is the concept of seichel. Ki hatoyro nekras chochma ubino vodas. Because we find throughout the Nevi'im and Ksuvim that these terms, Chochma, Bino, and Das, are used about Torah. Kamay Shekosuv, as it says in Mishlei, Ani Chochma. The Torah says about itself, I am Chochma. Ani Bino, Li Gvura. Kial Yidei Torah Utfila, Shehem Bechinas Emuna, V'Sechel Digdusha, because it's only through the combination of Torah and Tefillah, which represent Emuna and Sechel, that's what will give the person the ability to be machmiya both sets of klipois, shehem haboim mishvira sakelim, v'habor mebchinas cholaponi kanal, the ones that come from shvira sakelam and cholaponi, umevarim hakedusha, and the person is zeiche to purify the sparks of kedusha, umegalin eloikusay b'chol mokoyim, and to reveal the presence of Hashem everywhere, everywhere, even in cholaponi. V'alkein, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says again, he's going to keep sharpening it and making it clearer and clearer for us. This is exactly what you were starting, Yitzchak. Watch him finish it. V'alkein tzrichim daiko laharbois betfilois betachnunim v'sichois beinoi lebein koinoi v'zakois v'shavois v'ritzuyim u'pisuyim l'Hashem Yisborach. Therefore, a Jew is required to give forth a lot of tefillos and pleadings and discussions with Hashem and screaming and negotiating and trying to get on Hashem's good side. She is akeu lekarvoi lavaydosoi, that Hashem should be willing to give the person the privilege of coming close to serving Him. Vezeh ikor hatfila, and this is the most important aspect of tefila. Just as it was mentioned here yesterday, that there are some people that say that Hispoidus is Bittel Torah. They got all kinds of cute names from it. And these people didn't learn the basics of Yiddishkeit. They didn't learn Halacha. Because the Rambam, who is the foundation for the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefila writes how Tefila first got started. That in the beginning, they used to pray to Hashem 9, 10, 15 hours a day. That's what they used to do during the time of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, from their own hearts and their own words. And it's only in later generations, when the rabbis saw that people were incapable of doing it on their own, so the rabbis gave us crutches in a sense. And that's where they instituted these tefillos of Shachris Mincha Maariv as a set of crutches for us invalids who find it difficult to be davening purely on our own. They've given us some format of structure to follow three times a day to have a certain base. But the Rambam writes that despite the fact that there's Shachris Mincha Maariv, everybody will surely understand that the Iker is the person's own personal tefillos. What a person discusses with Hashem in his own words, his own personal problems, his own personal successes, all the things that he needs to thank Hashem for and beg Hashem for. As Rav Nosson Zal says here, because Rav Nosson Zal never deviated from the Shulchan Aruch 1 millimeter. You know, the time Rav Nosson Zal says here, v'zeh ikra tefila, he's not talking with his Hasidus hat on and his Shulchan Aruch hat off. Every word here is halacha lemaisa. Every word here is based on Shulchan Aruch and Shas and Poskim. V'zeh ikra tefila, ki al zois yispalel kol chosed eilecho le'es metzoi, rak l'shetef mayim rabim elov lo yagiyu. Because Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, this is what every religious person has to beg Hashem for, le'es metzoi, when he finds it, rak l'shetef mayim rabim elov lo yagiyu, that the tidal wave shouldn't hit him, meaning shelo yishtefuhu shetef mayim rabim shehem hamayim hazeidonim, the tidal wave of super powerful waters, shehem teuvsin bishin dahay alma, which refers to all the evil desires and the shtusim of this world, hashetvim becholeis, which are constantly flooding us in all kinds of forms, ukvar nishtefu rabim rabim al yodam, and many, many people have been drowned and flooded by all of these taiva yisroels of this world, rachmona litzlon, hamokom yirachim aleinu v'al kol yisroel v'yatzlein mehem, may Hashem take pity on us and save us from these tidal waves, ve'ein chochmo, ve'ein tvuna, ve'ein etzo, lamoid kenegdom. And Rav Nosson Zal says, don't think you're going to use your intellect, your intelligence, and your deep thinking to be able to overcome this. Kiyim al yedei tefila v'tachnunim l'Hashem Yisborach sh'yatzleyu mehem. A large portion of this, the only way in the world that it's possible for you to be successful against it, is only going to be through tefila, by begging Hashem to help you. Ki af al pi shehodam u'bal b'chira, because despite the fact that man has free choice, afal pikein ho ikar hu tefila v'tachnunim l'Hashem Yisborach al zeh, the most important tool that you have to work with is your tefillah and your pleading with Hashem. Just like Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, Ki Iker Klei Zainoi Shel Moshiach is tefillah, and the Meforshim explain, note, when a person goes out to battle, a chayal, a soldier, has a couple of things. He's got a gun, he's got a knife, he's got all kinds of a grenade. But each soldier knows that there's an Iker, there's a most important weapon. Of all his 8 or 12 assorted weapons, there's the most important one. So too in Yiddishkeit. It's not that tefillah is the only thing. There's other stuff also. But the Iker is tefillah v'tachnunim. That's the Iker, that's a Yid's main weapon. Because by a person making that right choice of choosing good and turning away from evil, using his own sechel to choose between good and bad, the best he can hope for is that he'll be able to win against the klipos that come from shviras hakelim, those forces of tumah. Umevarer hatoiv mehem, to be able to defeat them and to extract the sparks of kedusha from them and make a tikkun for them. Ki habechira hu bahasechel sheyesh lo koyach livchor betoiv v'limois bara, because this type of choice that's made with sechel on an intellect level of choosing good and abstaining from bad. The sechel ha'odom ein lo koyach kiim lachnia levat laklipois haboim mishviras kelim. And the human mind only has the ability to address and to subdue those klipos that come from shviras hakelim. Sheyesh bohem kama v'kama nitzutzos hakdoshim, where among those klipos there are quite a number of sparks of kedusha. Shehem nitzutzos hasechel, meaning sparks of wisdom that are found there. Ki kulam bechochmes beriru kanal, because the Zohar HaKadosh says those klipos get their tikkun from chachma, from sechel. Aval yesh bilbulim v'sitrin achronin u'menios me'akdusha haboe me'b'chinas cholo aponui. But there's a second set of gangsters. There's a second set of klipos, of bilbulim, of confusion and obstacles and sitrachra, which comes from cholo aponui. Sheshom ein shum sechel v'chachma, where there you have no reshus to use, say, you try to use sechel chachmere, you're going to go off the cliff. Kim emuna levad, there it's only emuna. Shehu bechinas tefila v'tachnunim. And we said emuna is synonymous with tefila. Tachnunim means to plead. It's an aspect of tefila. V'zaakois, and screams. V'shavois, and beggings. L'ashem izborach. That Hashem should save us from the klipos, all the evil forces that come from that source of chol aponui. Va'alze nemar, and it's about this aspect that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, bechol yoim yitzroi shelodom isgaber alav, that each and every single day the Yitzhahara strengthens himself against the person. Ve'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, and if Hashem doesn't help you, Hayanoifel biyodoi, you would definitely lose to the Yetzer Hara. What do you mean? What do you mean? Where's Bechira? What if Hashem doesn't help me? I thought it was up to me. No, the Gemara is addressing this aspect, that there is a certain aspect of the Sitra Achra where no, you could be Moshe Rabbeinu and your brains won't help you. You better just beg Hashem for help. As the Gemara says, Ilmoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that regarding this aspect of the Sitra Achra, if Hashem don't help you, you ain't going to make it. There's no way in the world you're going to be matzliach. Ki me hayetzahora hazeh hanimshach michodo laponi, yefshe lehinotzeh b'shum oifin, kim al yidei siyata d'shmaya. Because from this aspect of the Yetzirah that's drawing from this Cholo Aponui, there's no way in the world you can win without Hashem's help. V'alkein tzrichen laharbois ma'oid ma'oid betfila v'tachnunim lehinotzo mimenu. And therefore a Jew has to pour on many, many tfilois, Rav Nosson Zal says, in order to be saved from this. Ki shom emoyel shum sechel. Because in that situation, no sechel is going to help you whatsoever. Adarabba, just the opposite. Al yidei sechel v'chochma nishkoim shom chas v'shom. your brain can dig you deeper. We know there's a concept, just to show you, you know, I've heard such a thing, that there are certain dogs, Doberman Pinscher, where Chas Hashem Rachman, when this thing bites somebody, if it gets its teeth into somebody's hand, the worst thing you could do is pull away, because as you pull out, it digs its jaws in deep. The nature of it is, when it feels the pulling away, it digs deeper and it'll bite into the bone. So we see that there's a certain situation where logic would dictate that the only normal thing to do is pull your hand out, and it's not the normal thing to do. You better not pull your hand out, because pulling your hand out is gonna break your hand permanently, that kind of thing. Here also, lahavdil, there's a certain aspect of the satan where if you dare try to rationalize, to fight it on an intellect level, you're going to dig a deeper hole for yourself. That's the deal. The only thing to do is run to Hashem. That's the only way to deal with that particular aspect that is Sitra Achra. Rako Iker hu emuna, shibchinas tfila. The most important thing is emuna tfila. Ube emes ze iker habchira. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the main choice of a person. When we talk about a person having free choice, this is the choice. Dehainu, ma shekoife bechirosoi. This, that a person squishes his brain and forces himself to put aside his intelligence and forces himself to switch to emuna mode, just trusting in Hashem and looking to Hashem for the help, and to pour on tons of tefillah and pleadings with Hashem, ki habaldovor me'akim leiv ha'odom kol kach at shegam ze koshal odom, because the Yetzirah tries to make a person's heart become so crooked to the point where even this becomes very difficult. Afal pi shebe'emes sudovor kal moed, even though really this is a real easy thing. What could be easier than simply telling a person, open your mouth and scream, ask for help? What could be easier than that? Afal pi kein, the satan confuses a person's mind and makes the person's mind crooked. He puts them on a crooked track. To the point where this item of setting aside 15 minutes a day or an hour a day, depending on what level the person's on, to speak to Hashem is more difficult than any other item in Yiddishkeit. The kol zeh, why? What is it all based on? Machmas chisaron emuna. Because the person simply doesn't believe, or doesn't believe enough. She'ein loy emuna b'shleimus, shezehu ha'ikar v'yesoy. The person doesn't really believe that this is the most important item in Yiddishkeit, and that this is the foundation of this whole Yiddishkeit. V'alkein, therefore, a person who will get himself used to this, to pour on a lot of tefillos and talk to Hashem a lot, that Hashem should bring him close to him, with that itself, he's making the right choice. In that he chose the true life, which is Bederech Emunah Tefillah, which is this path of praying to Hashem. That's the most important choice. Kemay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Derech Emunah Bochorti. I have chosen the path of Emunah. Note what Rav Nosson Zal is saying. Look how the Pasuk uses the word Bechira regarding emuna. That's the choice. The choice is, do you choose not to pray, or do you choose to pray? That's the whole choice of, do you choose to win against the Yetzer Hara, or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite? Ki be'emes ze ikar habchira. Because the truth is that this is the most important choice. Ma shemesalik sichloi, the fact that a Jew has the ability to put aside his intellect and his chachmas, all of his smarty pantsness, ubecher be'emuna utfila, and chooses faith in Hashem and speaking to Hashem, praying to Hashem, shezehu ho'iker v'hayisoid shekol ha'toyra oimed aleho, which is the most important thing in Yiddishkeit, and it's the foundation upon which the whole Yiddishkeit rests. Kama shekosev, as it says in the Gemara, bo chavakuk v'midon alachas v'tzadik v'manos yichir kanal, as the Gemara itself testifies, that when Chavakuk wanted to summarize, the Gemara says over there, that each rabbi wanted to come and give a shorter version of the Torah, like a compact version of the Torah. So this one got it down to 13 things, this one got it down to 11, this one got it down to 6, and then it says Chavakuk came along, and he got it down to one item. And what was the one item? Emunah. That's the one kolel of the whole Yiddishkeit and the whole Torah and the whole everything. V'oz, kisheyesh lo yemuna shleima, and then when a Jew is zechet to have real solid faith, umarbe betfilois v'sichois l'Hashem Yisborach, and he spends a lot of time and effort on davening Tashem and speaking Tashem, sheyizakeu lo shvei lo bemes, that Hashem should give him the privilege of being zeicha to return to Hashem for real, oz oizrei Hashem Yisborach, then Hashem helps the person sheyizke lavoidoisoi betoiro umitzvois, that person is zeicha to learn and to do mitzvois, umeir eino betoirosoi, and Hashem opens the person's eyes to be able to see the true light of the Torah, at shezeicha lohovin batoiro vavoida ma sheefsher besechel anoishi lohovin, to the point where that person is given the ability to understand the Torah to the maximum that the human mind is able to comprehend. And it's through these two tracts, Shehem Emuna v'Sechel Dikdusha, which are faith and holy Sechel, Hanimshach me'emuna, the kind of Sechel which comes from Emuna, not a man-made Sechel, but a Sechel which a person receives from Hashem, through his prayers he's given that sechel. That's how a Jew can succeed at subduing both sets of klipos. Because these two items are good when they're put together as one, when they're united to help a person serve Hashem. And it's about this that Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, Toivim Hashnayim in Hoechod, that two is better than one. Kiyim Yipoilu, because when you have two that are united, if one falls, Hoechod Yokimes Chaveroi, the second one will always be able to strengthen the other one. If a Jew is working on both of these tracts, Torah and Tefillah, if one day he's feeling weak in the learning aspect, his tefillah will sustain him for that day. And if one day his tefillah isn't so good, his Torah will push him through. Ki Torah utfila sheim b'china sechel v'emuna heim tluyim zeh bo zeh. They both depend on each other. They both need each other. V'ho echot mechazek u'mekim es chaveroi. And each one supports and strengthens the other one. Avol ho'ikar hu ha'emuna. But Rav Nelson Zal doesn't leave that finishing line. But the most important one is the tefillah. And don't ever forget. Don't ever forget that you need both. And there's a pasuk that says, Meisir oznoi mishmoya Torah, gam tefilosoi toyeva. That a Jew who refuses to learn Torah, Hashem calls his tefillah despicable. It's disgusting. So there ain't no such thing as a breslev chosid who ain't into learning. There's no such thing. If you're a breslev, you want to learn wall to wall. You want to swim in learning. You want to learn. But at the same time, the person understands the incredible importance of tefillah and emunah, which the whole world is so weak in, including the religious world. The Gemara says in Brachos that there are certain things in Yiddishkeit which are berumoy shalaylam, it's on top of the world, ubneyodam mezalzalim bo, and people treat it very cheaply. And Rashi Kodesh says that's tefillah. Tefillah is one of the most important items in Yiddishkeit, and people walk all over it. People don't take it seriously. And here Rav Nosson Zal is making it crystal clear for us that both are critical, both are necessary, both are important. The most important one is tefillah. So any person who wants to call his spodidus or davening a little bit too much bittel Torah, that person's standing upside down. That's an upside down Jew, Rachman Salam. It's a cuckoo person who's got it all wrong. He doesn't understand that between the two, between Chachma and Yiras Shemayim is the more important one. A Yiras Shemayim without Chachma, there's a chance. A Chacham without Yiras Shemayim, that's a Catholic priest. You have Galochim who knew Shas. And it didn't make him a Jew, and it didn't make him nothing, period. So therefore, Hu Iker Hiu Emunah. U'meyachar, She Iker Kiyum HaTorah V'Mitzvah Su'aydei Emunah. And once we understand this, that the main success in Torah and Mitzvahs is dependent on Emunah, K'may Shekosuv Kol Mitzvah Secho Emunah V'Kanal, as the Pasuk says, all the Mitzvahs are tied into Emunah, Al Kain Iker Shleimus HaMitzvahs, Hu K'shekoinen Oison BeKesef Molei U'Mefazrin Momoin Harbei B'Shvil HaMitzvah. Therefore, you need to know that the main success in Mitzvahs, the main fullness of a mitzvah, the main completeness of a mitzvah, is only when you pay full price for the mitzvah and you spend a lot of money for the mitzvah. Kemuva b'Zohar HaKadosh, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, debo'i lemikne ba'agar shlim, that a person has to buy mitzvahs for full price, to be prepared to pay serious money for tefillin, for mezuzah, for tuitions and yeshivas, for all aspect of mitzvahs. Ki kishah mitzvah hi bechinam, ein lo shleimus, because when a mitzvah is free of charge, it has no shleimus, ve ein nichnas hasitrachra, and it doesn't subdue the yetzahara, shenikras chinam, which is called free. The Zohar HaKadosh proves from a pasuk that the word chinam, which means free of charge, that's a nickname of the yetzahara. Free, that's the sitrachra. The kedusha ain't free. There's no such thing in kedusha as free of charge. I'm sorry? It's the pasuk. If I'm not mistaken, the pasuk that's brought for this is where the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu when they were in the desert and they were complaining, they said, Zocharno es hadoga, we remember all the fish and good things that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. And we know that Mitzrayim, Egypt, at that time was Erva, the center of the Sitrachra, the center of Klipos and Tumah. That's called free. Whereas Kedusha is the opposite of free. There's, Kedusha, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Agar Shlim, full price, to be prepared to pay. Ki Iker Hu Emuna Tluya B'Momoin. Because a person's the main faith of a person is shown by money. Kishemefazrim momoin harbei b'shvil dovor shebikdusha. When a person shows that they're willing to spend a lot of money for dovor shebikdusha, that's the manifestation of a person's real faith. Zehu ikur bechinas emuna. That's the main emuna. Kama shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, al posuk tziviso tzedek edoisecho ve'emuna ma'oid. There's a posuk in Tehillim which says that Hashem's mitzvahs are tzedek, are righteous, and they are very trustworthy. And we've quoted this posuk in the past. The Zohar HaKadosh says that tzedek and emuna are the same. Tzedek means righteous, and emuna is trustworthy. What's the difference? And we explained, if you recall, that tzedek is the nickname of the malchus when it's on a low level, when it's chaser. Emuna is the name that's given to the malchus when it's bishlemus. Now note what it says. Ve'emuna ma'oid. Emuna is dependent on me'oidecho. What is me'oid? Money. Me'oid zemomoin. Me'oid refers to money. K'may shekosuv uvechol me'oidecho. We say in the Kriya Shema, you will serve Hashem with your whole heart, soul, and your me'oidecho, which the Gemara says, that's the person's money. Bechol me'oidecho. Ki ein ha'mitzvah nikras b'shem emuna, ki em al yedei shemafazer momoin b'shvila inshon. Because a mitzvah is not called faith unless the person spends money for it. Tzitzis, this, mitzvahs a person doesn't want to get for free. The true shleimus of the mitzvah is the money that the person spends on it. This the Zohar HaKadosh says, and Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes it, and Rav Nosson Zal is bringing it in now based on the topic of Emunah, and he's going to use this to explain the difference between Shomer Chinam versus Shomer Socher, between somebody who commits himself to watch something for you for free versus someone who's getting payment. He's going to go on to explain that very clearly. This is why it's brought about the Arizal, that when it came to Esrog, the Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes that he testifies, he was with the Arizal, when the Arizal went to buy an Esrog, he would put his wallet in front of the merchant and say, take whatever you want. No negotiation. The mitzvah of Esrog especially, which represents the Malchus, the Shechina, Emuna, of the Dalet Minim, Lulav, Hadassim, Aroves, Esrog, the Esrog is the symbol of the Shechina. The Hadassim and Arovois are the Yud and Kei, the Lulav is the Vav, the Esrog is the Shechina, the Malchus. When it came to that, that's why Badavka, that's the example where he said, doesn't say when he went buying tzitzis, it says when it came to Esrog, you put the thing on it, take whatever you want, that kind of attitude. Because the money that's spent on the mitzvah is the Emuna, is the Ikra Emuna of the mitzvah. And it's interesting to note, I'm sure that there's a kesher. Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zechron Avrocha, used to tell his Talmidim that if a person would want to say that he's a Breslev Chosid, let's say, that he believes in Rabbi Nachman, what's called Breslev Chosid? He believes in this tzaddik. And he would want to say, what's your proof? I say Tikkun HaKlali every day. Rabbi Nachman spoke about Tikkun HaKlali, I say Tikkun HaKlali every day. We could refute that. We could say that there are people who are Satmar Hasidim, in other words, people who definitely will say that they're not Breslov, and yet they consider Tikkun HaKlali precious. They believe that to say 10 chapters at Tehillim, he's willing to take the 10 minutes and to believe Rabbi Nachman's word on this item, but yet, and again, even if it's not Rabbi Nachman, it's Dovid HaMelech, so how bad could it be? And yet it doesn't represent any commitment to Rabbeinu Zal. Now he said, what about a person who would say he went to Oman, spent $1,500, which to him is a 3-year salary, got on a plane and went to Rabbi Nachman's Tzion and said the 10 Kapitlach of Tehillim? Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal said, not a proof yet. There are non-Breslov people who go to Kivrei Tzadikim Bechlau and go to Rabbi Nachman also. Again, people who will say clearly that they're not committed to Rabbi Nachman, but they're willing to go to him just like they go to 30 others, period. So he said, what's the one item that if a person commits themselves to this, the person will be able to say that he's a Breslov Chosid, that he's a loyal... He said, a person who gives his Meiser to Breslov. A person who sees to it that his Tzedakah money, he gives the... That you won't find a Satmar Chosid that's a certain aspect of commitment that shows a certain emunah, and could be that it's tied in to a degree to what Rav Nosson Zal is saying over here. This concept of the emunah ma'oid, that there's a certain aspect of emunah that's shown through money that's not shown through anything else. A person makes that type of commitment to a mitzvah, spending money on the mitzvah. That's the emunah of the mitzvah. I don't know if it's exactly right. It seems that there's a question. We'll hold it over here for now.